Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A lot of news to talk about. I want to get right to the senior senator, Richard Blumenthal, joining us here on Brian & Company. Senator, good morning.
Good morning to you. Thank you for having me.
Did you already work out? You're already in your midday mode?
I have finished my workout and ready for whatever the day will bring.
Yeah, I'm sure that it will bring a lot. You know, I want to talk Ukraine for sure, but we talked a lot on the show about the Ticketmaster thing, and we played the soundbite from one of the artists who just talked about how, you know, Live Nation really just pays itself and all these other elements. And my real one question on this issue to you, Senator, and I know it's an important one for you, is there anything that practically can be done here? Because, I mean, the soundbites were great, but I don't know practically if anything will get done.
Well, that's a key question, Brian, and the answer is yes. A lot can be done. Number one, the Department of Justice reportedly has an investigation ongoing. It could seek a breakup of Live Nation and Ticketmaster. Remember, the underlying root problem here is monopoly. 70% of all tickets sold on the primary market, that's Ticketmaster, 70%. The nearest competitor is 20%. So they can go to venues and say to them, look, if you don't sell tickets through Ticketmaster, you don't get the artists. They really are a disservice to the venues as well as the consumers and the artists. So breaking up that monopolistic grip on the market is solution number one.
How does that happen? It's a publicly traded company. How would that work with, like, the SEC? Who does that?
The Department of Justice approved two consent decrees. I don't want to be too technical here, but, you know, you're talking to a lawyer and a former attorney general, yep. So you're going to get a little legalese. When the merger occurred back in 2010, the Department of Justice said to them, okay, you can form a single company, Live Nation, Ticketmaster, but you have to agree to certain conditions. They violated those conditions. So the Department of Justice went back to court and got a second consent decree, which they have violated again. That's the reason for the investigation. That's the reason for the hearing that we did earlier this week, because they have, in effect, raised prices astronomically, imposed hidden fees, engaged in bait-and-switch tactics, a series of consumer abuses that, in my view, are forbidden by that consent decree. So there is a standard here, and unwinding the merger, separating the two companies, we're not talking about taking a company that grew organically. It was the result of a merger. And frankly, I was against that merger when it was occurring, predicting much of what's happened here. But the point is what to do going forward. And another solution is legislation that I proposed. It's called the BOSS, B-O-S-S Act, fortuitously named after one of the great artists of all time. But it also is an acronym for greater transparency. In other words, disclosure of these fees, limits on what Live Nation and Ticketmaster can do if they are selling tickets, marking them up on a secondary market, and so forth. So I think there are legislative remedies and there are enforcement remedies that can be imposed here.
Okay, I want to move on to Ukraine. I would love to know the likelihood of any of that happening, but we can put a pin in that for the next news peg on that, because I think most consumers are outraged about it, and even if they're not Taylor Swift fans or what have you. You went to Ukraine. I mean, I have so many questions. We're going to have Professor Matthew Schmidt from the University of New Haven on. He's a great resource for us. I'm just curious, first and foremost, from like on a more personal level, what did you see?
This visit to Ukraine was my third in 12 months, and the scene has changed. As you drive through the streets, you see bombed buildings. You hear the air raids sound. We paused conversations with some of the government ministers, determining whether we had to go down to a bunker. The people of Ukraine are going about their lives, going to school, going to work, just as the people of Britain did during the Nazi bombing in the Battle of Britain. And it is, Brian, I can't tell you how inspiring and really awesome in the old-fashioned sense of that word it is to see a people, literally relatives dying. Everybody has a story about a friend, a relative, a loved one who has been severely injured or killed, but totally committed. They will fight to the last person. They'll fight with pitchforks if they need to, but we shouldn't let them be outgunned. We should give them what they need so they don't have to fight with pitchforks. And their courage and conviction are really embodied in President Zelensky. We met with him, a man of historic magnitude. He can be funny. He can be heartbreaking. He can be so eloquent, even in English, which is not obviously is anything like his native language. And so I think the visit really epitomized for me why we are in this fight. Americans should understand Putin won't stop with Ukraine. If he wins there, he will keep rolling toward NATO nations.
You know, and this,
we'll be in that fight.
This really brings me to my next point. And I think that for me, you know, it's obvious that, Putin, he doesn't care about the people. He wants to literally level a country. And I don't think enough Americans understand how destructive he is being and wants to be. We're talking with Senator Richard Blumenthal here on Brian and Company, which gets me to the tanks. And we'll talk with Professor Schmidt about this, too. But a lot of the moves that have been made, and as generous and important as they are, they've been sort of to not necessarily maintain the status quo, but to keep things at the stalemate that they are. And the tanks, when I think of tanks, I'm like, you know, Germany's sending like, what, a dozen, just over a dozen tanks. Is that enough to move the needle where Ukraine could start to push? Or is this just another move to maintain the status quo of a stagnated conflict?
Brian, let me first respectfully take issue with your contention that we're just maintaining the status quo. Remember, a year ago, what the military leaders of our own country, as well as others, predicted. Putin will roll into Kyiv in 3-4 days. He'll conquer the country. He'll oust Zelensky. And lo and behold, here we are.
Right, but the last 6 months has just been people dying and buildings getting blown up. I mean, it's been just...
In the last few months, you're absolutely right. It has been a stalemate, Bakhmut, Soledar, but they did win back Kherson, and they have secured Odessa. If you look at the front on the east and in the south, they have a real opportunity to counterattack, and that's the important point. No, this number of tanks, 12, 14, 20 tanks, are not enough to turn the tide, and I think your point is very, very important. It's more than just the tanks that has to be provided. Longer-range artillery, we've provided the HIMARS artillery, which can fire 100 miles. We need the attackums, as they're called, artillery that have longer range, more powerful impact.
What about
we
planes?
We need to provide them with more drones.
What about planes?
Planes, absolutely. Drones, planes, yes. So it is really a multifaceted aid effort that has to be launched here. They are outmanned. And you're right. Putin is just throwing human beings into the fight. He's conscripted people from all over Russia. He's putting former prisoners into the fight, taking them out of jails. He's using them as cannon fodder. But even though they're outmanned, we can't allow them to be outgunned. And I just want to finish on this point about what's at stake, because Americans should know we are not going to put American troops on the ground. Zelensky doesn't want them. He's willing to fight this fight on his own if we give him what he needs to win. But if Putin succeeds in Ukraine and rolls into a NATO country, we have a treaty obligation to send American troops. And that's why this fight is so important, to stop Putin now.
Yeah, Senator, it's great to catch up with you, especially on the heels of the news of both stories. So we appreciate the time on a busy day.
Thank you, Brian. Thanks for having me.
All right, Senator Richard Blumenthal joining us here. I'm Brian and Company on WTIC News Talk 1080.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.